there is still a massive hill for you to climb, isn't there?
As I've just said, there is. I wouldn't call it a massive hill. We've got a mountain to climb. But actually, all the kind of wisdom of accumulated years is actually for the birds at the moment. We're in a very unprecedented situation. There's a lot of anger at traditional politics.
Do you think that Ed Miliband's advisers have let him down in this campaign, putting him into a radio studio in Swindon without actually telling him who the leader of the Labour group on the council is? He didn't even know it was a Conservative-controlled council, allowing him to be pictured eating a bacon sandwich. These are amateurish mistakes.
Well, I think that nobody cares about... By the way, I think even if Kate Moss had been photographed eating a bacon sandwich, she wouldn't look... It's not a great look, is it, eating a bacon sandwich?
I do agree. But having been in that...
Nobody cares about that, Ian.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
You would not have allowed yourself to get into that position, would you?
Nobody actually cares about that at all. And everybody knows when there's hundreds of Labour groups that the leader doesn't necessarily know the name of all of them. Nobody cares about that. No, they care about their rent, their fuel bill...
If he has advisers who know their job, they tell him before he goes into the studio.
Ian, you know, you're more in touch than that. Nobody cares about people's advisers. What they care about is actually making ends meet and a better future for their children. And Ed is absolutely on that, with or without the bacon sandwich.
People of Swindon might have cared. And that's possibly partly why you didn't get a good result there.
They do care. But actually, we did win the popular vote in Swindon. So we might not have won seats on the council. But if you add up all the votes that were counted, Labour came out ahead. And all this talk about bacon sandwiches is making me hungry, Ian. I'm going off now to have one immediately off camera.
I think that's very wise, if I may say so, Harriet. Thank you very much. That's Harriet Harman, Deputy Labour Leader.